This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that U.S. diplomats are warning that commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf face a risk of being misidentified. It is the latest in the continuing story of unease in the region.
The warning was relayed from U.S. diplomatic posts from the Federal Aviation Administration. It underscores the risk that the new tensions between the U.S. and Iran are posing to global air travel in the Gulf region. It's also a grim reminder. In 1988, the U.S. mistook an Iranian passenger jet for a warplane. 290 people aboard were killed in that incident.
That was AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. The United Nations says hospitals and health facilities are being deliberately targeted for airstrikes in the rebel-held areas of northwest Syria. Syria's ally, Russia, has denied that its fighter planes are hitting civilian targets. Syria's ambassador to the UN insists that terrorist organizations have taken over schools and hospitals as military barracks and are using civilians as human shields. Najat Rajhi is a senior UN humanitarian advisor. She says there is planning for what she calls a worst-case scenario.
It will be a real disaster, and a real tragedy if this is really scaling up more than it is now, not only in terms of impact on the civilian, which is already dramatic in itself, but really in terms of the whole dynamic in the sub-region.
The Red Cross has an alarming message about the Ebola epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. It says the disease could spread to urban areas and across international borders because of heightened insecurity and a serious shortage of money. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Ebola epidemic in conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces started 40 weeks ago on August 1st. What is particularly frightening about the latest situation report is that 20% of overall cases have occurred in just the last 3 weeks.
This is VOA News. More news at voanews.com. Now comes the voting in Australia's general election, where polls are now closed nationwide. Opposition lawmakers seem confident they'll be forming a new centre-left government. An exit survey found the Labour Party winning well over half the seats in the House of Representatives. The United States is removing tariffs which caused political outrage in Canada and Mexico when they were imposed a year ago. AP correspondent Saagar Meghani has a report.
The president's lifting import taxes on Canadian and Mexican steel and aluminum, clearing the way for approval of a trade pact between the three nations. He slapped on the tariffs last year in the name of national security, and Canada had resisted approving the deal while they were in place.
They were hurting Canadian consumers, Canadian workers, and American workers and American consumers.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ontario, shortly before President Trump, spoke here in Washington, where he did not address the tariffs, but push Congress to approve the deal.
A fantastic deal for our country.
The White House says he's now holding off on deciding whether to put tariffs on foreign vehicles, which would have a big impact on Europe and Japan. Saagar Meghani at the White House.
Brexit compromise talks in London have collapsed with one outstanding question. Where is the compromise? After British Prime Minister Theresa May set a timetable for her exit from office, Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn told her in a letter that the discussions have gone as far as they can. Why? He cited what he called the instability of the May government and its refusal to change its position on how and when to leave the European Union. The latest EU deadline for Britain's departure is October 31st. Venezuela has stripped seven opposition legislators of parliamentary immunity for joining rallies last month amid a failed uprising aimed at socialist President Nicolas Maduro. The country's Supreme Court says the lawmaker should be investigated for conspiracy, treason, and rebellion. Meanwhile, there is no word on whether talks between negotiators from the Maduro regime and opposition leader Juan Guaido in Norway have yet taken place. There is a very high degree of secrecy surrounding the expected political mediation. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has pardoned hundreds of prisoners, including a prominent journalist. Abdel Halim Kandil had been sentenced to a three-year jail term following a December 2017 conviction for what was called insulting the judiciary. Since coming to power in 2013, el-Sisi has waged a harsh crackdown in dissent, arresting thousands of mostly Islamist and secular activists, and curtailing freedoms that were gained after Egypt's 2011 rebellion. The pardons coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, when authorities often release prisoners as a gesture of goodwill. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.